Okay. I'm here with my other cousin. She is
the better one.
The better one?
Not really,
not,
no.
Not really. How old are you?
I'm 17, dear.
You're 17. And what are you doing? You're heading to college.
I'm crying nightly.
Crying nightly.
Just reading my application.
She looks
crying.
Really pitiful.
Let's talk about which colleges you're going to. You're going to... Well, let's talk about what happened the other day when I looked at your Michigan application.
No, let's never speak about that again, John. Ever.
So what happened is that I looked on her application and she was applying to the wrong Michigan.
That's not funny.
And thank God I was here because I noticed that she was applying to Michigan State, which is my rival, and not University of Michigan, which is clearly the right Michigan to go to.
Let's not talk about my mistakes.
So you could say that basically I saved her life.
Basically.
Okay, so but anyway, that's a safety school for her, so it's not a big deal. What are the other schools you're hoping to go to?
MIT, and I'm looking at Columbia. I have Legacy at UPenn, and then there's also schools like Barnard and Johns Hopkins, which are also on my list.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't really...
Okay. So other schools you're applying to?
I guess that's it for now. I haven't really completely narrowed down my regular decision, so we'll see how that works out for me.
What are you looking for in a college? Like, what is...
Urban campus.
Urban campus.
Wide variety of, like, curricula and, like, stuff I can learn how to do there. I don't want to be stuck in one major for the rest of my life.
Okay.
Diversity.
Diversity.
Just what everyone's
What are you going to major in?
Right now, it's looking like probably creative writing. But, I mean, who really can build a career on that? So we'll see how that changes.
Would you say that I've influenced you to become an amazing writer and thus want to write?
John, I try to limit your influences on me as much as possible. No, I would say, yeah, we definitely... I've seen that it's actually possible to live as a writer, if you can call it living. So...
I mean, considering I re-met you just last year.
Yes.
I pretty much have no influence in you growing up.
Oh.
When's the last time I saw you before that?
I don't know, maybe elementary school? I would have been like 10 or so.
Is it? I mean, I might just take credit for you if you turn out to be amazing.
Well, you're just going to have to take
Even though I didn't see you for 12 years.
Yeah, you just, your spirit infused me with awesomeness.
Good answer. I like that.
Yeah, I'm good.
Could you repeat that?
Your spirit infused me with awesomeness. I'm not being coerced. No, not at all. No.
Okay. So your number one choice is going to be what, Columbia?
Right now it's looking like MIT. We'll see how that changes.
Oh. I didn't wear my hipster pants.
No, I need to see your skinny jeans. It's kind of a must.
Cleo has been educating me about how to be a hipster. Clearly, it hasn't gone very successfully since I'm not one yet.
It's an important life skill that everyone has to master, just in case they ever want to go to a dive bar or crappy concert.
I think you should tell me a story about, like, where you fit into high school.
Where I fit?
Like who are you in high school? Like, what group you fit in or anything?
Well, I wouldn't say I fit into any normal cliched group you'd see, per se. I'm sort of not loser, not top of the... food chain either. No one really gives me any crap, so I can't say I'm harassed. My friends are nice and wholesome, so I'm a good kid.
What is the worst thing you've done?
I climbed the batting cage at Edgewood Elementary School during a rainstorm.
Have you ever been suspended?
No, I have not.
Detention?
No. In middle school, I got detention twice, but for forgetting my homework, something dumb like that.
That's it.
Yeah, it was really embarrassing.
So you're a good kid.
Yes, I'm so good.
And are your friends good kids?
Absolutely.
But the friends of friends you know are not good kids, because I've seen your pictures on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And you've given me lots of stories, and they're kind of crazy.
Naughty children.
They're all pretty naughty children.
I would say they're friends of friends are like friendly acquaintances. And it's fun to look at their Facebook pictures and... trash them and gossip and show my cousin.
But I want to hear, give me, a bad story. What do kids do on campus that's, craziness?
Campus?
I mean, not campus. High school.
High school parties? There's just a lot of drinking and carousing.
carousing, sure.
Carousing and carrying on. And you hear the stories of so-and-so had a house party and four people had to go to the emergency room and get their stomachs pumped. And it's all very sad and upsetting. And I just cry inside when I think of what my poor peers and their trials and their pain.
Are you going to be doing any of this stuff at college?
If I did, I wouldn't tell you about it, would I?
Really?
No, I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Okay, that's fine. So there are things you don't tell me.
I guess so. I can't think of anything.
I mean, that's fine. I mean,
does that burn?
I'm twice your age, so I guess you should not tell me things.
I don't know. I feel like I'll probably be relatively good in college. I'm not really into that sort of thing. Lose control.
Maybe we should make a pact that you just don't tell me anything until you're 25.
Anything?
I mean, you can tell me stuff, but just...
So you'll come to visit and I'll be like...
Right.
I walked to the store and bought bagels.
You can tell me what you're going to tell me, but then at 25, I want full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
So you have 18 to 25 to, like, just make up stories.
So you want to wait another, what, like, 8 years until you get the full college experience?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Because
you'll be too old to appreciate it, then. I mean, you're already getting up there.
Well, this is true, but I want to give you some time to, you know, sort of
we'll see how
grow
I
into your life.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. I'll see how I feel when we get
okay.
there.
Well, I just want to put it out there at 25, if you need that time.
Okay, well.
So if you don't...
It's there if I need
it. I know you don't feel guilt anyway, but you don't have to feel guilty by not telling me anything until you're 25.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, good, good. All right. Good stuff.
Anything else you want to add about college at the moment?
I'm scared.
Are you?
I'm a little scared. I mean, like, I'm determining my future, basically, and I'm still not really sure what I want, so it's a little disorienting, I'm not going to lie.
But nobody your age knows what they want.
Yeah, but they think they do, which is probably very reassuring to them when they try to sleep at night.
Dear.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Anything else about college you need to know, talk about?
No. We can move.
We're gonna move right along. We're gonna move right along into something else. We'll be right back. Okay, we're gonna move to part two. This is the relationship.
Yes.
Portion of the night.
We're talking about your love life.
Well, let's start with yours. Okay, you can ask questions. You go first, and then I'll go.
Okay. Who are you seeing right now?
I don't use names on this.
Okay.
But there is somebody.
Can I give her a name?
You can give her a name. We'll call her anything you want.
But
not the right name, preferably.
Preferably?
I mean.
Let's go with Egbert.
Egbert, yeah. I'm dating Egbert.
Egbert, she is cute, yes?
She's cute.
She's adorable.
She's adorable.
Okay. Do you think it's going anywhere? Do you feel like you guys have something, or are you just passing the time?
Wow. We don't have that much in common.
No.
We've only started dating recently, and...
Well, then what's the basis of your relationship? What do you talk about?
Right now, we talk a lot about hair. We also talk a lot about... We talk a lot about dance shows. We have dance shows in common.
So you're her gay best friend with dating privileges.
Right.
That's too cute for
words. That's pretty much the norm for what happens.
Oh.
Yeah. We also talk about, she's very spiritual, so we talk a lot about inner peace and stuff like that.
Spiritual Christian-wise or spiritual?
No, she's not Christian at all. She's more like, you know, sun, moon, stars, yoga.
Hippie. New age hippie.
Hippie. But she does have really good style, so she's actually not hippie at all.
New age hippie sense.
With fashion style. Because she's also a hairstylist.
I see,
so
I see.
Okay. So, what other questions did you have?
How's your romantic life been going for the past...
Past? Since I met you?
Stretch of time, I guess. Since you re-met me, you mean.
Re-met. What's funny is that when you first met, you still remembered my first girlfriend.
Yes, I remember all your little adorable girlfriend stories back when you played D&D.
Right. Since I re-met you, it's been going pretty terrible. I haven't dated anybody. Why is that? What do you think?
Is it you? Is it them?
Oh, it's definitely me.
Oh.
I have no doubts it's me.
Okay.
Yeah. You may be surprised to hear this, but women don't actually flock to men with no jobs.
What?
Yeah. It's
no, I thought that was a desirable.
It is desirable. It's true.
I just... Wow, you totally just shattered my perception. I'm going to have to realign everything
I know.
Oh, my God.
I mean, ideally, you know, women would just flock.
I thought you just said, I draw unemployment, and they just scream and beg for your number. And
it doesn't happen like that in the real world.
No?
If you know anybody like that, though, legal age, I'm open.
Oh.
Yeah.
But the movies, I thought they were.
They did.
Have they misled me?
They've misled you.
Is that what this is?
They have. I would guess that your dating life has been more exciting than mine.
No, it hasn't. All I get are the occasional pathetic underclassmen hitting on me. Not too interesting.
And you're a senior, so you can't do that.
Yeah.
Although your last boyfriend was younger.
Older.
Oh, he was older.
2 years older.
2 years older.
Ooh.
What a disaster.
I know. It was embarrassing.
What happened at the end?
Retrospectively, I think maybe I shouldn't. Can we give him a name?
Yeah, I would like to call him Thomas.
Thomas. Ah, that's no fun. Okay, Thomas.
Are you on a real fake name? Go ahead. Okay. No. His name's Thomas. Go for it.
Okay, Thomas was a really nice guy, but I mean, I guess again, we didn't really have much in common, and he really liked me. But in fairness, I probably should not have dated him because. I mean, he was nice, but I wasn't really crazy about him. He just hit me at a time when I kind of wanted to be with someone, I guess. So we dated. It was nice. It was fun. I have no complaints or regrets, I guess. But we just kind of decided to go our separate ways when he went off to college. Because
where did he go to school?
Somewhere in Massachusetts.
Harvard.
No.
MIT?
No.
Boston College?
No.
BU?
Higher than that. It's better than that. Better than BU.
Johns Hopkins.
Johns Hopkins in like Maryland.
Oh. What else is higher than BU?
Amherst is.
Amherst. Yes. Was he smarter than you?
No.
He's not smarter than you.
Nope. Right not.
Do you want a guy who's gonna be smarter than you?
I want a guy at least close to as smart as me. At the very least, I want someone that's, well, I guess intelligence doesn't matter as much as a willingness to like self-examine, I guess. Hmm. Kind of be aware. Self-aware.
Self-aware. Introspective or just self-aware?
Self-awareness. I mean, I meet a lot of... I'm in high school, so I know a lot of guys that are just kind of doing whatever they're doing. That's pretty stupid. And, I mean, I can talk to them and I can interact with them, but it's not really a good time to me. So, you know, hard to date.
That is hard to date.
Yes.
But when you get to college, there'll be a lot of self-aware young men.
Yes, but I think it's a balance.
I feel like you might go for a musician when you're in college.
Yeah, that's what I'm
for. I feel about musicians. You're probably going to date a musician, a brooding musician. With good English skills.
Maybe a writer. Can we?
Probably not a writer.
Do we have to go for every cliche?
He's going to go, ever? I think so.
Oh, God.
I can't wait in a few years for this to happen.
I have a pact with you, though. I can wait till I'm 25.
Oh, no, you can tell me at 25.
It'll be old news by then. You'll be very...
When you go to school, these are the kinds of boys you're going to meet. And these are the kind of boys that...
Yeah, I mean, it's a balance. You will be attracted to. I'll probably look for a good middle path there.
What about a geeky little Asian guy who's shorter than you? Oh. For the record, you're how tall? You're like 5'8".
5'9".
5'9"? Maybe 5'10". I actually feel like you're like 5'11".
Yeah,
so
yeah,
sure. The 5'4" geeky Asian guy is not going to happen.
No, I have a thing. I like my guys taller than me.
That's true.
I mean, my ex was only a smidgen taller than me. I really 6 foot to 6'2". Taller than that can, I mean...
That's the minimum.
That's very picky. I'm not absolute about it, but I prefer they be at least maybe an inch over me.
Hmm.
When you're this tall, it's very easy. Yeah, I'm 5'9". It's very easy to get sensitive.
At what age were you the tallest person in your class?
Probably from third grade up until maybe seventh. Then some girls started catching up to me, and then we hit high school, and the boys all surpassed me, finally. Took a while, but they got there. Good work.
You know, they say that tall women intimidate men.
Yes.
Are you aware of this?
Yeah.
I mean, you hang out with boys right now, but soon you'll be hanging out with men.
Men. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not that I would know what that means.
Yes. But you're still a boy at
heart. So that's going to be a problem. You're going to be ready for that.
we'll see how it goes. I mean, I do my best to be semi-approachable, and I'm sort of a subscriber to that friends first then dating philosophy, so hopefully that will help me out a bit. We'll see how that works out for me.
Okay. Do you feel like you need to take romantic advice from either of your older cousins, either me or George?
Maybe when I'm older, because right now I feel like I'm in a phase in my life where I'm supposed to be kind of messing up and, doing whatever. But maybe when I try to look for serious relationships, I'll call you and ask you what you did and then do the exact opposite.
That's a genius plan.
I can't even wait.
I'm ready for that one.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're talking about my preferences. What do you
Oh,
look for in girls?
I would like someone who reads.
Reading is good.
Reading is good.
Reading's
I've
nice.
never actually dated anybody who reads a lot.
Really? But you.
I know
Maybe you're looking in the wrong places.
I'm looking in the wrong place. I'm looking not in the library.
Yes, you should be picking up cute girls in the
In the library,
nonfiction
the
section. No,
nonfiction section.
nonfiction's boring. Maybe in the sci-fi section. Could you do that?
I gotta tell you, there's not a lot of cute girls in the sci-fi section.
How about young adult?
There's no cute girls there, and if they are, they're 12. Yeah.
You could look for some older girl trolling the young adults, just like you do. Just like you do.
Yeah, but then I would be a pedophile.
No, but you could look for a 20-year-old,
A 20-year-old who's shopping for
20
their younger
plus,
sister?
who has an interest in coming of age stories, just like
Coming of age
you.
stories. That's
Yes.
true.
There's a name for it. Roman. I forget. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll look it up for you.
Yeah, I just like someone who reads. That's my number one qualification.
Reading.
Reading. I think I like neurotic.
Neurotic?
Yeah, I've decided I
Really?
really like neurotic.
Neurotic? Are
Like,
you neurotic?
no.
The one
Well,
you.
I don't think I'm neurotic. You know why I like neurotic? Is because somebody's neurotic, it kind of means that they're thinking a lot and that
I
they
guess.
have a lot of like little quirks and tics and like
I guess it means they care.
and they're like a little bit different and weird, which I like.
Right. Well, you can't just go quirky. You have to go full on neurotic.
Well, not like super neurotic, but not just like I don't want like plain Jane, you know what I'm saying? Like I want them to like kind of have weird obsessions with like stuff.
Right. So
You
you're
know?
looking for a girl that sometimes plays Pokemon, but never where anyone can see her.
Right, that's perfect. If she's into like Pokemon, that's fantastic. If she collects weird things, it's awesome.
What kind of weird things? I mean, like dolls with human hair or
No, that's too weird.
too weird?
Maybe like how your mom collects random, little toys. I'm like, that's cool.
Oh, that's cute, I
That's
guess.
cute. And I think it's not funny, but it's a little funny when like somebody's really neurotic and they get really fired up about something and they can't let it go.
Right.
And you kind of have to
You
like
don't
work
think
around
that's
it.
gonna turn into one of those things that like just breaks the thing up? Oh, I hate it when she.
Well, I don't know yet because I've never dated that type. I've dated the non-neurotic, the very easygoing
Right. Well,
non-neurotic.
maybe you should date out of your comfort zone then, since your comfort zone doesn't seem to be working for you.
I'm gonna try to work on that.
Yes, maybe you should.
Maybe post this one. Unless this goes on forever and ever.
Egbert?
Egbert,
If
yeah.
Egbert turns out to work for you, all power to you.
Yeah.
Will that be written on the wedding invitations?
Egbert?
Please,
Probably not.
join us in the joining of the lives of Egbert and J.A. Yang.
Maybe you and T can still be my flower girls.
I mean, you were the flower. You
People.
were the ring bearer at my
We
parents'
were the ring
wedding.
bearer, yeah.
I don't see why I shouldn't carry the
I did
torch.
have a perm at your mom's
You did
wedding,
not.
so maybe you would also need to get a perm.
I don't need a perm. I can make my hair curly just by.
No, but like I had big, like a big ugly perm.
You did
Like
not have a
big,
perm.
big.
You did not have a
I
perm.
did.
Legit, like you went to a salon
Well, my
and.
mom took us. I didn't have a choice. I was like 6 or 8.
10, I think.
10.
That's
Okay.
cool. That's kind of old for a ring bearer. That must have looked pretty awkward.
Yeah, I'm old for a lot of things. There's kind of a
Yes,
theme happening
it's
here.
true. It's a repeating theme in your life right there.
Yeah, that's true.
You had a perm.
Okay, do you have any other relationship questions at the moment?
I'm good.
You're good.
I'm
Do
good.
you want to state any preferences for the future? Anything you want to time capsule?
Don't know. No, I don't. Sorry.
All right, perfect.